Hello, everyone. Today we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. This fall we're going to be starting a sermon series on this, so I thought we would kick it off here. Let's hear about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. It says, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things." So that's what we're going to be looking at this fall. But as we talk about it today, we always have to ask the question, by contrast to what? When we see a verse start with something like that, we always want to look back and figure out what is happening. So the fruit of the Spirit is in contrast to what? We're going to back up a few verses and hear this. "Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is..." And then we're back to where we started. So a little background and unpacking, because the word flesh that pops up here in Paul's letters often gets misunderstood, especially here where it's set up in juxtaposition with Spirit. So what does Paul mean when talking about flesh versus Spirit? I want to be clear, this is not about physical versus spiritual. Paul was not trying to divide us from our bodies or say that our bodies are evil. In Greek, the word used here for flesh is sarx. When Paul speaks of sarx, he's talking about the power at work in this world that turns us away from God. He used it as a way of describing our life outside of Christ. In contrast, Spirit is the power of God at work in the world. So when he speaks of Spirit, he's talking about what drives our life inside of Christ. So Spirit versus flesh is not about our bodies versus our souls. It's about ways of being that are either in line with God or away from God. With me so far? The sarx way is about satisfying our individual desires, no matter the cost. It's about looking out for ourselves above everyone else. The Spirit way is about looking out for everyone, working toward the common good. Sarx is about each person separately within a hierarchy, and Spirit is about a global community where all have a seat at the table of justice and grace. So when it comes down to it, flesh versus Spirit is about the kingdom of God versus the kingdoms of the world. One kingdom's work produces one kind of fruit, and one produces another. And you can go back to those lists in Galatians 5 to hear just how different those fruits are. And you can see how this is still very much relevant today and why it's going to be our sermon series this fall, especially in an election year. During one of the most divisive times in our recent history, we see the wrong kind of fruit all around us, and maybe even in our own lives. It's so easy to get caught up in the ways of sarx, to see anyone who disagrees with us as the problem. But what if that way of living is actually the problem? What if we as Christians, living out God's kingdom, can show the world what it looks like to have honest and loving disagreements about big topics, find some common ground in the midst of difference, and still be in loving, healthy, thriving community together? What if we, as Christians, living out God's kingdom, can speak truth with kindness, and maybe even more importantly, listen with love? What if we, as Christians, living out God's kingdom, can all approach politics differently and still see the belovedness in each other? With Jesus, it is possible. We are finishing up right now a sermon series on a God-first life. When we get caught up in the ways the world has, the way that they do hard conversations, the way the world does politics, the way the world chooses to live in vacuums and factions, seeing others as abstract ideas instead of God's precious creation, we produce one kind of fruit. when God is first in our lives, when we're tuning into God in our day to day, we produce a different kind of fruit. This is what we will be exploring this fall, the fruit of the Spirit. And this podcast is going to continue alongside of preaching and teaching that you hear in worship to explore the fruit of the Spirit as well. So for now, here are a few questions for reflection or discussion. Number one, what kind of fruit are you seeing around you and in your own life these days? Number two, describe somebody you know who produces the fruit of the Spirit in their life. Number three, if you can, describe a time you had a healthy and loving conversation with someone you disagreed with. Number four, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Which of these could you use more of in your life right now? Number five, the kind of fruit that a tree produces is based on how that tree is nourished and boundaried and cared for. So what might need to change in your life to help you produce the fruit you are looking for? Before we wrap up, I want to issue a challenge and a request that I hope you will seriously consider. As I said, I'm going to continue this podcast over the next couple of months with the fruit of the Spirit alongside our sermon series. And so over the course of that series, be watching for the fruit of the Spirit in your lives. And as you see it, as you experience it in various ways, please contact me. This is Pastor Amy, because I want to invite you to join me on a podcast episode in September, October, or November. And just share a brief story of where you're seeing fruit in your life. I cannot wait to hear from you. For now, let us pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you that when we walk with you, when we look for you around us, when we follow you, goodness just pours out like a healthy fruit-bearing tree. Help us to lean into you, especially in these times in our culture, in our world, when things feel so hard. Help us to lean in hard to you, that we might bear good fruit for ourselves, for those around us, and for a world desperately in need. In Jesus' name, amen.